This is Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Dave Lucas. Tuesday's state budget deal calls for the Bel Air Mountain Ski Center to be taken over by the Olympic Regional Development Authority, which also operates New York's Gore Mountain and Whiteface ski areas. Officials note the shift entails maintaining Bel Air's status as a year-round tourist destination. Morris Peters is with the New York State Division of Budget.
Transferring the management of Bel Air to ORDA is very exciting, because management of ski facilities is what they do. We believe aligning areas of expertise will lead to better management and guest experience. It will help us capture efficiencies. And ultimately, we expect this will help tourism.
The takeover includes seating one ORDA board member each for Ulster and Delaware counties, establishing a local ORDA office at Bel Air, and a requirement that one of two ORDA vice chairs be a resident of Ulster or Delaware counties. The individual to be chosen by the recommendation of the town boards of the towns of Middletown and Shandaken. Terry Bernardo chairs the Ulster County Legislature.
Bel Air Mountain is responsible for many jobs in Ulster County. Bel Air and the surrounding region were being bled to death by an agency that treated Bel Air like a piñata instead of the tourism asset that it is. We can do no worse under ORDA than we did under the DEC, and I believe we will do much better.
Democratic Assemblyman Kevin Cahill and Republican State Senator John Bonasek were active in the push to move control of Bel Air to ORDA. Both supported the Cuomo budget plan. They were not available for comment, but Bonasek said in a prepared statement that he was, quote, pleased we were able to work with the governor to better ensure a strong future for Bel Air. Coalition to Save Bel Air Chairman Joe Kelly believes the 2011 floods made an impression on Governor Cuomo that resulted in the management shift that now puts three great ski areas together.
What happened during the flood was the governor came down, and he came down four times during that critical period and showed his interest and compassion for what had happened. And I don't think he lost that, and he kept that in mind, and that made an impression on me, I know, because I think he probably spent more time in the Catskills than the previous four governors combined during that one-month period. So, so this change to order, I think, you know, opens up a tremendous amount of possibilities both for us and order. I think for us being with a organization that actually is in the ski business, and runs skiing and runs a ski mountain like a ski business, not an antecedent to something else, is a very positive thing. I think our proximity to the metropolitan area, New York metropolitan area, is a great opening for order and Whiteface and Gore to reach skiers that they probably haven't reached to the extent that they should.
Kelly pointed out the last few years have been difficult ones for Bel Air under the DEC. He expects the ORDA affiliation will result in additional job opportunities at Bel Air. The DEC did not return calls for comment in time for broadcast. In the Hudson Valley, I'm Dave Lucas, WAMC News.